My child's not even trying anymore. He's in a hole. He's just doing nothing. What do I do? How do you motivate that particular child?
You're listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries.
I'm your host, Ruthie J, this week talking about motivating that child. Sometimes you have that driven child, which is your barbarian, and other times you have maybe the more calm child, and we don't say lazy yet because they're children. You're still working with their work ethic and training them to have a good work ethic, but you can overdo it as a parent too.
I think so, and I think you're going to have a child that just quits. You're going to have a child that, I don't want to do this anymore, and there are things in life you can't quit. And I really think every child has to finish the season. If we're talking sports, finish the season. We'll talk about next season later. Finish the season. And that's to teach them to finish what you started. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is here, you cannot quit school. And so Right. You've got that child who's in a class and supposed to do the science project or supposed to do this, or in all of a sudden, in a world where when you walk into middle school, all of life changes for you as a child. It's very, very interesting. Through elementary school, you have the same teacher who actually knows your name, knows your you, mm-hmm. what gets you. And a good elementary school teacher gets each of their children, mm-hmm. knows what gasses them up, and knows who has the sense of humor, who doesn't, who wants to be up front and shouldn't be, who needs to be up front to practice being up front of life. But when you get to middle school, due to the specialization of education, you have a different teacher every hour.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, your child's in a class that's somewhat difficult, trying to relate to a teacher who doesn't get them, in fact, just gets the academics and doesn't get the child, and they don't have a significant adult motivating them in their life. And also, it's an awkward time in middle school for parent and child. The boy doesn't know who he is. The little girl is trying to figure out if she's ever going to look like Barbie. Mm-hmm. And so what happens here? And unfortunately, they may have a mom who still wants to look like Barbie and ought to look like an adult.
Right.
And a dad who's somewhat aloof, or all into, no, I'm with my child. Don't you see? I'm coaching the soccer team, so we're together out mm-hmm, there. Mm-hmm. That's not true. In fact, often when you're the coach of the team, you're harder on your children than you are on anyone else, just to be fair.
Right.
Or you expect more out of that child. So when do I get a break, Dad? When do I get my own coach rather than a dad coach? So many people I've heard say that as they grew up. I didn't have a coach. I had a dad who was a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so the download was more difficult and less encouraging. I think we have to find, and let's focus on school today. You've got a child who you know can do better, test scores can do better, and in that, they're never doing any better. And that was me, actually. The test scores indicated I should be doing better, and they made some great attempts with me. In fourth and fifth grade, I had a private tutor every afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah, and she was great. I just made her cry as much as I made my mom cry. I mean, it was...
Yikes.
I think what we needed to see for Bob, or Bobby back then, was I come home from school, and I've been in school 7 hours, and now you got another hour and a half with somebody waiting for me when I get home. Could I just run? I mean, there were days I would run from the bus stop just to run, not to get home, just to run. Could I just go throw something? Let me do something. And finally, when they got that, life improved for me quite a bit.
Mm.
And the tutor said, I'm coming at the wrong time. And my mom said, I get it.
Yeah.
He just needs to go do something.
Yeah.
And there's actually a park across the street from our house. Let him go do something. Yeah. And that really worked for me, knowing this particular child. But the other thing is, if I'm so far behind, I don't know how to catch up by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so can you sit down at the table and break it down for me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do that. You know, I've got this overwhelming book report. And the book report, I don't want to even talk about it. I'm getting a stomachache about this book report. It's Monday, and the book report is due next Monday. And I know there's no hope for me to read 150 pages as a kid by then. And it's kind of managing them a little bit and saying, so that book, when is that book report due? Oh, Mom, it's due Monday. Okay, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sit down,
mm-hmm.
and let's knock out 20 pages. That's all you have to do right mm-hmm. now is knock out 20 pages. And sit them down. And you know what? For me, if you want, you don't have to do this, but read it out loud to me. I'm going to get a cup of coffee. Read out loud 20 pages. And when they're at that age, they read out loud or silently at the very same pace.
It's, mm-hmm. yeah.
it's not a matter of you're going to slow me down.
Get a comfortable chair.
Yeah, yeah. And they're going to read it out loud, and you get a comfortable chair. And yes, that means the laundry can be folded later. And yes, there's a lot of things that need to be done. And then all of a sudden, get them into that thing. And the same with algebra or something. If they're in a hole and it's 5 weeks in, let me help you. I don't want to be further part of the problem. problem. You're already feeling in the hole. You're already hating that class. You're already wanting to skip that class. Mm-hmm. How do I help us catch up here? What's the solution? It may be a phone call to a teacher, or it may be, let me look at this. And maybe one of us in the marriage is a math person. And we can figure this out together and make this make sense. Because some of the things, I absolutely hated English. I loved math. I hated English. I hated anything to do with writing. I hated sentence structure. It just wasn't working
for me. And look at you today.
11 books. I've written 11 books. But I think my mom began to see that and to motivate me. She's got some quick, age-appropriate biographies for me to read. Mm. And I said, you got to be kidding me, Mom. We're doing this during the summer. I'm doing this during
Come
the
on,
summer.
Mom.
Yeah, no, you know what? I just want you to read this biography. And I can't remember who it was. It was a very exciting Revolutionary War biography, Swan Fox Marion or something. And I'm reading it, realizing, wow, books are cool.
Mm.
I wouldn't say that to any of my friends, but books are cool.
Right, right.
And it gave me, okay, I think I can do this. And she jumped in and found somebody who's just fallen behind in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the motivation was, if you don't get this grade in this, you're not doing this ever again. You don't get this, I'm taking this away. Yes, I do think you tie privilege. I tied an automobile end of sophomore year of college to performance for my daughter. And I did this for Tori because of this. She doesn't realize this to this day, but high school was a breeze for her. She mm-hmm. barely needed to bring anything home. She's mm-hmm. just really, really smart.
Mm-hmm.
College was wake-up time.
Yeah.
College, you actually have to do all the work. And because we probably could have done a better job of teaching her some learning things, because she was just, it was easy. I think it was boring. I think high school was boring for her,
mm-hmm.
where Roby had to work really hard
mm-hmm.
for her. So she gets to college, and I need a car. And it was great. I can't even do anything downtown for Campus Crusade or Youth for Christ if you don't give me a car. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's the motivation for a car. But I tied a little car to that. But I also wanted to help her along the way in the mm-hmm. performance. Jump in and find out why they're in a hole.
Right.
What's going on emotionally in their life? What's changed in their life? We're going to talk about that a little bit more. But did they just get behind? Do they feel they really can't do this?
Mm-hmm. And I think what's special, and you know more, I mean, I'm still learning how to do all this, but just sitting next to the child and saying, I'm doing this with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend the time, if it takes an hour of working at it, I'm going to sit next to you. There's something about even just sitting next to the kid and saying, I'm in this with you. Let's work at it. But I mean, I've also been in situations where I'm sitting next to the child and I have no clue how to do it either. I mean, I forgot algebra, you know, but just walking through with them. Okay, how can we, let's talk with the teacher. Let's get all in. And just doing that with them, I would think motivates them.
Absolutely.
Right?
And I think even sitting there, and once they get jump started, then you move over and pay your bills. You
right.
sit at the table and do something.
Right.
You know, you do your math. Pay your bills now.
Right.
Go online and pay your bills
right.
across the table from. I think I need to know I'm not in this alone.
Mm-hmm.
There was a hugely motivational thing that happened to me in college. Before I came to Christ in college, my first 2 years I did not do well. And my second year, I think my mom had died. I was in a depression. I did an awful lot of drinking. I wasn't living at home anymore. I'd moved out. And I came home to get the mail. And there was a letter from the college for me saying, we think you should take a sabbatical.
Mm.
In fact, our whole quad, all 8 guys, they wiped out our quad, as they should have. And I didn't realize my dad got the letter. And one was addressed to me. And he was upstairs in his study. And he saw me pull in the driveway, as I did every day, to see if there's any mail for me before I went over to my little apartment down in Washington, D.C. And he reached open the window and said, Bobby, come on upstairs. And I thought, oh, he's – and I saw C.C., him. He got copied
he
on the
got
letter.
It,
yeah.
Yep.
So I went upstairs, and I almost didn't go upstairs, but I went upstairs, and he said, I got the same letter. And he made a statement I'll never forget. He said, so what are we going to do about this?
Mm.
And I heard the word we, and that was unusual for him.
Mm.
He realized this is a pivotal moment. And I said, I don't know what to do.
But what if you do this with your child a lot, and they're still not motivated?
They're children. We keep working at it.
Even if they're 15 and 16?
Yes, we keep working at it. That was me. You're talking me. You keep working at it. I think the thing that took all the gas out of me is the one person who believed in me as I was starting to make the comeback then died of cancer as I entered 10th grade. And
your
I didn't
mom?
Know she had cancer.
Your mom, yeah.
Yeah, and so my motivator initially was my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was Joseph's motivator, Rachel. was his mom. But you hit a point where you hand off the baton, and the baton was handed off. Your motivator needs to be God. And so he says to Potiphar's wife, no, how could I do such a thing? It'd break my mom's heart. No, it would be such a sin against God. And so we don't quit. We never quit. We never quit.
How do you get that child then to view God as the one to be pleasing?
Why don't we do this, Dad? Well, you know what? I don't think God wants us to do this. Why are we giving this money to this? Because I think God wants us to.
So including God in everything.
Oh, yeah. You know, that Deuteronomy passage says, impress this upon the children. Love the Lord your God with all your heart in Deuteronomy 6. And it says, impress this upon the children. Talk about it when you sit, when you walk, when you lie down, you get up. It needs to be totally part of my being, not part of my church being. It's part of my being. And so, you know, son, I know you're having a challenge here in algebra, and I'd like to say I can help you with it. I'm going to look at it with you, and I'm going to try to figure it out. And I will guarantee you this. I'm going to go online tomorrow and get a little information. But I want to start with this. I want to pray and ask God to help us do this together. We can figure this out. I think sometimes I, as a child, when I'm failing, when I'm not doing well, I feel so alone. And I think my mom watched this tutor and realized, this tutor is doing what I can do. This tutor is just all in. She's totally focused on Bobby for an hour and a half. And when she finally let this tutor go, because my mom realized, I can do this. And it's my child.
Right.
And I want to do this. And a lot of touch. And, you know, a lot of cheating. We had cookies there at the table and milk. And yeah, and it was just...
You finish this, you get a snack.
Yeah, we just cheated all the time.
Is that proper motivation?
Oh, yeah, she'd watch my little hand reaching over for a cookie or whatever. And just with my kids realizing, all right, we are done. We are out of here. Roby, we're going over to the paddleball courts and kick that soccer ball as hard as we can at the paddleball courts. And I remember one time being there and I said, I'm going to be up against the wall. I'm going to be the goalie. You need an absolute break from the science project that's killing you. And Dad, but we got, I know, 20 minutes. We're going to take a 20-minute break. We need a brain break. I need a brain break because I'm not doing, and I wouldn't ever, ever, ever do that project for him. Never, ever, ever. But I'd sit there and help him. And what do you think about this? Well, Dad, I don't get this. Okay, well, let's just think out of the box about it. But you got to write it. You got to type. You got to do all the work. I went over to the soccer thing, and I got in front of the wall, and I said, make believe I'm the goalie. I want you to kick this ball as hard as you can at me. And when he realized I could hardly defend myself, and I'm screaming, running around up there like a little girl, and he's dying laughing and kicking it harder and harder and harder. And he did bounce one off my head and stopped and came over, Daddy, you all right? And I said, yeah, I'm all right. And he realized, okay, what we did is we went outside and screamed for a minute. Now let's come back. And I think the real message is there. I'm on your team. We can figure this out. And what we can't figure out, there are people that can help us figure this out. And if I have to, maybe I'll go sit with the teacher while the teacher helps you after school for 20 minutes. And I'm coming after school too. I want to learn this too. I want to learn Spanish with my kids too. Whatever it is, we can figure this out. The we word is so big. Not the W-I, play the game. The W. W-E, I'm in the game. I'm in the game with you. And this is not the end of the world. Well, what if I, look, I work so hard and I just got a C. I know. I think the thing is, in my book, you got an A for effort. I was with you and you did work hard. When we walk away from those defeats in life that we really thought we got an A and we got a C, there's a mirror they look into, and that mirror they look into is called Mom and Dad. What does that mirror reflect? You gave it everything you got. That's all I'm in for, man. Everything you got. It's all, I grade effort, and I always want to grade effort, and parents need to grade effort. It's not about the A. The A will come, and the A will come in various areas. Joseph got an A when he ran from Potiphar's wife. Joseph got an A when he went to prison and took care of people. And ironically, God must have thought he got an A and a graduate degree because he went on to make him prime minister of Egypt. Done. I want my children to know I am all in on helping you. This is a we. This problem, because for some reason you're not, I wouldn't use the word motivated, but you feel like you can't get this or it's not working or who cares or why. Okay, we care. You and I together. Let's go after it together.
You've been listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And if you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries and the Boys and Girls Homes, there are a lot of resources also online that if you purchase them, the proceeds go to help the children's homes. That's all in one spot. It's shfm.org. It's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. And if you want to hear this program all over again, share it with some friends on social media, ask questions, even look up some other topics relating to parenting, go online to parentingonpurpose.org. We hope you join us again tomorrow as we continue on this topic here on Parenting on Purpose.